Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Hey, it's John Schaefer. Before we get back to our Madonna Week here on Soundcheck, I want to remind you that you still have time to join our Remix the Mayor Challenge. Go to soundcheck.org for all the details and to download clips of New York City mayors, past and present, that are yours for the remixing. Here's just one of the submissions we've received so far.
Queen, this boom, boom, boom. I need a little booty. Boom, boom, boom. Baby, such a big butt.
I believe
happiness is rather thick. That ass.
I would say
$1 million
booty.
$1 million
booty is too much. Is too much. I realize
to get
pleasure
is hard work,
but that's gotta be done.
One of the greatest
clean queen booty is boom boom boom.
Thanks to Mossad for that submission to our Remix the Mayor Challenge. You can send us yours by Sunday night, September 29th, 11:59 p.m. Eastern. And now, back to Madonna. So, earlier in the show, we heard from our listener Andrew, who said he saw Madonna at Cobo Hall in downtown Detroit during her 1985 The Virgin Tour. That was a homecoming of sorts for Madonna because she grew up outside of Detroit. In fact, just a year earlier, in 1984, Detroit News reporter Susan Whitehall interviewed Madonna about growing up there in Michigan. Now, 30 years later, Madonna's still making music, and Susan Whitehall is still writing about it for the Detroit News as a music features and entertainment writer, and she joins us on the line. Susan, welcome to Soundcheck.
Thanks.
So this interview that you did with Madonna was published in September of 1984. We've archived it on our website at soundcheck.org. At this point, the debut album had been out for about a year, right?
Yeah, about that.
And had you guys all followed her career? I mean, was it known that she was from the area at that point?
It was just beginning to be known. I had just jumped over to the news from Cream Magazine, where we kind of kept track of that stuff a little more than mainstream papers. And so I sort of knew about it before my editors at the news did. And it's like, hey, this woman's from Detroit. Let's do something. And I'm like, what?
Yeah.
So she was, that really was heating up, and I was surprised that nobody had done the Detroit connection on her yet, now, because Borderline was getting a lot of airplay.
Right. So now she grew up in Rochester, right?
Rochester, yeah.
Rochester.
And,
how
yeah.
far is that from Detroit?
It's a kind of a far north suburb. At that point, that would be, you wouldn't want to live much further north if you were driving into Detroit for any sort of job. So it was pretty far north, maybe 45 minutes if you're lucky.
Mm-hmm. So possible for someone living there to sort of be a regular on the music scene in Detroit proper if they wanted to?
Yes, but you know what? I think she was doing that more as a U of M student from what she was telling me.
University of Michigan.
Because of the age she was, mm-hmm. she was too young for the Grandy Ballroom scene or anything like that, but she was definitely old enough to come in from U of M to go to bookies in the punk rock scene.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when I was at Cream. She was just a normal girl at bookies with ripped up clothing, you know, coming up on her little Mustang, as she said. with all the dance guys. And the other thing she did that I did too is she went to the gay bar next door to bookies, which was the big punk club. And it was a place was called Frank Gagan's. And what you did was you went there to dance. So she was doing kind of what she did in New York later on, here in Detroit first.
Right. But people, you know, people here in New York, you know, if you went to Danceteria in 1983, you might have known who Madonna was. Would people on the scene there in Detroit have known who she was? I mean, she wasn't playing out or anything, right?
No, because she dropped out of U of M and went to New York and pretty much stayed there. She wasn't playing here at all. So by the time she did play here, she was a pretty big star.
In the interview, and again, the full interview that Susan Whitehall did in 1984 with Madonna is on our website, soundcheck.org. There's a moment, Susan, where you ask her, can a girl make it as a singer in Detroit? And she says, If Motown was still there, it'd be great, but I think you have to go to one of the coasts. I imagine that Eminem might beg to differ, but, you know, I guess she felt like she couldn't have made it if she had stayed in Detroit. How did this interview play with your readers back then?
I'm really not sure about that. I mean, I know when I interviewed her, she was in her apartment in New York. She was very down to earth, very, very Michigan accent, you know. And so I think it was just sort of an introduction to her. They didn't have any opinion about her yet. It was too early. So it was more, and you remember that first single, it really was the first and only time she sounded overtly Detroit. It sounded kind of Motown-esque.
Yeah.
It had that soul edge to it a little bit. So I think it was kind of like, well, who is this girl? She's from Detroit. She's got that little soul sound. This is interesting. But then she went on from there just to kind of in a whole different direction and became Madonna that we know.
We're speaking with Susan Whitehall, music features and entertainment writer for the Detroit News, author of several books, including Fever, Little Willie John's Fast Life, Mysterious Death, and The Birth of Soul. And we're talking about Susan's 1984 interview with Madonna. You also, in the early 90s, wrote a profile of one of Madonna's former boyfriends, a landscaper in northern Michigan. Now, why did you do that story?
You know, I'd forgotten about that until you brought it up, really. A friend of a friend or someone called me or something, probably. At that point, it was, you know, people were interested in any contact or any personal contact, any friends, whatever, of her. And so that's probably what that was. And her siblings, she has such a big family. We would always check in usually with one or another of them when they were in town, or some of them never left town, you know.
Yeah. Are they still there? Do they still live in the area?
I think maybe one or two of them, but mostly not. There is a few up in northern Michigan, and her one brother has some. He's got some issues, and he's been homeless up in the Traverse City area. But I know her father has the vineyard up in Leelanau, and I think at least one of her sisters works for the vineyard, and at least one or two of the siblings work for their dad.
Mm-hmm. So she came out of the Detroit area, but, you know, had all of her success here in New York on the coast, as she basically told you in that 84 interview. Last year, her MDNA tour came through town and played the Joe Louis Arena. And that Joe Louis Arena date in the MDNA tour was November 9th of 2012. President Obama had been reelected just 3 days earlier.
Yes.
And she was very happy about that. And apparently much of her audience was not. Here's a clip from that concert at the MDNA tour in Detroit.
It's no secret that I'm ecstatically happy to be here. It's also no secret that I'm ecstatically happy that Obama is our president.
So they're with her at the start. She's glad to be there in Detroit. You hear all the whooping and hollering. She mentions Obama. The initial reaction seems, you know, enthusiastic, and then the boos begin there. Do the music fans in Detroit, Susan, still love her? I mean, do they see her as a hometown hero, someone who came from the area and made good?
Oh, I think so, and yet she kind of hasn't come back a lot, so it's kind of, okay, we love you, but don't push it, you know. You a home girl has not been back. You haven't donated money. You haven't really, you know, funded any parks or anything. Kind of like Diana Ross. It's, we love you, but okay.
What have you done for us lately?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you can find Susan Whitehall's 1984 interview with Madonna for the Detroit News on our website at soundcheck.org. Susan's latest book is Fever, Little Willie John's Fast Life, Mysterious Death, and the Birth of Soul. And Susan, it's been fun taking this little trip down memory lane with you. Thanks very much.
Oh, thank you.
Don't tell me to stop. Tell the rain not to drop.